Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Friday, you're not in jail, and if you are, thanks for watching us. You had options. We're going to start things off right. Brad's gone today, but we have the beautiful Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta hanging out with us. Of course, we got Heidi and Frank on the West Coast. How y'all doing?
Good. How are
welcome,
you?
Eva. Hey, guys.
Later, it might be their destiny to reunite, but Beyonce reconnects with yet another member of Destiny's Child. Plus, people are reacting wildly to Maroon 5 performing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And listen, there's not a lot of love there. But first, let's see what you're talking about over there, Heidi.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is huge news. There are two power players in Hollywood that are finally calling a truce, and I'm talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie for probably over a year.
Finally.
I know, this has been over a year. They've been going through a very nasty divorce. We've talked about it right here on Dish Nation. And
I think burying the hatchet was their code word for sex. I don't think they're actually getting it.
He's the hatchet?
Yeah.
They're probably having sex right now, being that upset for that long. Mm.
Yeah, it's a long time. She called him, you know, a deadbeat. Dad, he claims that she owes him money. So it's just he said, she said all the way around. And now they finally have agreed to have a secret meeting because they finally realized that it was really, really hurting the kids. It took over a year and a half to realize, I don't think this is good for the kids, acting
can't
like this
with
each other.
Can't the kids
read now? Yeah, I wonder how long it took her to figure that out.
Yeah. Maybe when she was saying that he was abusing a kid, she didn't realize that was hurting them.
Nah. Yeah, it's hard for kids who aren't their parents aren't in the public eye. So can you imagine their parents being in the public eye? That's still a question. It's like, how's your mom and dad doing? You going to see your dad? Is he still getting high and owe your mom money?
Right. And then you go to the grocery store and then you see them on the cover of magazines and you're like, oh, great.
Do you think when they got together for the secret meeting, they did have sex since I brought it up? I mean, you know.
That's what you always think happens. You always think that there's going to be that.
Once you were married, you always have a pass
that's
back.
That's not true.
Well, why was it a secret meeting? Why wasn't it just a meeting?
And like, it's not that secret.
I feel like if y'all beef that much in public and, you know, it's been hurting the kids, let the kids know real loud that y'all are having a meeting.
I say have it on pay-per-view. Let's do this.
Y'all need to be up and private and fussing in public.
But that's too damn many kids to let know that we're going to have a meeting, honey. Look, honey, he just brass. Say, look, bitch, we're going to meet. And that's it. Yeah, they got, what, 10, 9 kids?
They should do a yearly kid draft. Like, every year they, like, get the, you know, trade the kids back and forth and see what
I got Maddox in, though.
Exactly.
I'm going Brad.
Yeah.
Who you want?
Well, we all love Beyonce, and she continues to give us reasons why she is the queen, honey, and not the queen of petty like Gary.
Oh, that's all right, niece.
Not like you, boo.
Mm.
We recently saw she met up with LaToya Luckett, and recently the singer stopped in her hometown, Houston, for the On the Run 2 tour, and she reunited with another one of her old bandmates, y'all.
Hey.
Yes, LaTavia Robertson.
Not LaTavia.
Yes. Now, I saw online that she was there, and everybody was like, oh, is she going to get to see Beyonce, too? And she did, in fact, get to take a picture with her.
Did she have to pay for the VIP fan experience to do that?
She paid $3,000 to be there, but yeah.
Okay.
Signed T-shirt. You can see that picture.
She had to. She paid $3,000 to go to a concert of a
woman. No, they were lying. They were being shady, like saying.
But she had to take a picture with her and another fan. Like, who's that other person in the picture?
Yeah.
I don't remember this woman.
I don't either.
How many children did Destiny have? I mean, is this like Tiffany Trump, where we really didn't know? It's like Latavia's the Tiffany Trump of Beyonce's
Destiny's Child. How many were there before the Destiny's Child that we know?
It was about six of them.
She was one of the first ones, though. And honestly, rumor had it for a very long time that they had some really black blood. Like, that was
why. No, it ain't no damn rumor. It did happen. They had bad blood.
Well, obviously, you know, the blood is now good. Maybe they got a transfusion.
I mean, after 20 years, guys. Oh, come on. After 20 years. Okay, imagine. Whoever you are beefing with, and then 20 years later, you now become Beyonce, have a success, you damn near a billionaire. You think I'm going to still be holding grudges against you?
Well, you
I don't care no more.
Well, who? You are.
Me, I wouldn't care. I will hug you and kiss you just like Beyonce doing.
Hey, girl, come here, Latavia.
Yeah,
girl.
She hugging her, not because she a damn billionaire. She said, yeah, bitch, I'm rich, but come on, I'll take this picture with you, you little honey. You commoner, but we're going to pose for you, honey. And that's it. Well, child.
No. Latavia is from South Central. Don't do that.
All right, yo, well, we told y'all yesterday about Maroon 5 performing at the Super Bowl, and a lot of people weren't really supportive on the decision, right?
Why?
So social media has been buzzing like crazy since the announcement, and here are a few tweets for some not-so-happy people. Like Zach Klein said, big Maroon 5 fan, not a fan of them performing in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. He needed a hip-hop vibe, then a southern rock vibe, then mash up of both. Now, Ludacris, who was a rapper and native of the city, he posted on Instagram with himself wearing the Atlanta Falcons jersey. Excuse me, say what?
Yep.
And Poetic Genius 916 said, Maroon 5? With all the artists from Atlanta that are 100 times better, somebody on the Super Bowl entertainment booking staff needs to be relieved of all their duties pronto.
Fired. Okay.
Well, see, they're saying that, but then they're not, like, that guy, Poetic Genius, he's not giving who's he want. Or she.
Well,
who
they want?
Anybody from Atlanta.
Have y'all forgotten about Outkast? They have given us hit after hit.
Easy.
And then they gave us a double album. Hell, you can play majority of Andre 3000's side, and that would give you energy.
The speaker box, Love Below.
Yeah, like, come on
Southern
now.
Southern Stylistics, they're going.
It seemed like Outkast was the definite given or the one to go to, even if you did an Atlanta superset. Like, I mean, well, it's too trappy. Like, you know.
Future's not too trappy.
God blessing all the trap figures would not play well on NFL.
But the thing about it is, though, I mean, whoever chose this group, evidently they did not want violence for Super Bowls. That's why they got somebody nice.
You better be glad Brad is not here today because she's a rapper and they are not all violent.
They're not all violent.
Time after time, okay? Mm.
He is a boycotter.
Right, well, bye for now, Atlanta. We're going to be back a little later in the show for our third annual Dish Nation Games at Morongo Casino. And it's even sexier this year because we played the games by the pool.
Oh,
there he is. All right, bye for now, Atlanta.
See ya.
Lady, y'all.
Bye. Well, sometimes bigger isn't always better. For the former Real Housewives of Atlanta star, Kim Zolciak Bierman, she is downsizing in a major way.
What? She leaving her mansion?
Smaller house, yeah.
No, not even a smaller house. Not her home. She has gotten a breast reduction.
Oh.
And on her podcast, House of Kim, which I didn't know she had a podcast, she talked about why she wanted to downsize her boobies.
I obviously have implants. I have the largest implants they actually make, but I said, you know, I feel like I should get my boobs reduced. They're heavy. My posture is terrible. I'm getting older.
Yeah, she went on and on about it. And she posted this pic on her Instagram story after the procedure was done. It's kind of a private moment showing her. So do we all feel like she's going to be a part of the itty-bitty committee for a while, or is she going to have to go back big soon?
She's going to grow.
Even reducing the largest boobs you can humanly put in your body, I don't think she's gonna get small enough to be a part of the itty bitty committee.
Yeah.
Like, it's not gonna be that.
Well, you don't know what she started with. If they took the whole implant out, it might not have been much, much under there.
But it's gonna look like a raisin. This is gonna, cause it's gonna just be skin there.
Oh, so it's like fish tank rocks, so it's firm.
That's gross.
Why is she talking about this? Because she wanna stay relevant.
Talking about this, which could seem taboo, might be actually a good thing because there might be young girls that go and try to get the largest implant at the doctor put in their chest, only to realize that when you get into your late 30s, 40s, you want now my little boobs.
Yeah, and then look, trust me, when you get older, you know, your back, she talked about her posture, all that stuff starts changing. I mean, it's cute when you got a strong, young back. When your backbones get a little old, I mean, everything start like sin like this, you want to get them things taken
out. That's why you got to keep working out so you keep your back strong so you can keep those towers standing tall.
Yes.
You know, guys always be like, no, anytime somebody talk about reducing their breasts because, like, oh, man, they're great. It's like removing an ornament from a car.
Anyway, honey, the world is still reeling from the Portia pregnancy news, but another pregnant celebrity is also opening up. Find out what Kate Hudson says was the hardest thing about being pregnant. Come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Oh, Portia and Eva. Yes. Yes, honey, this might be interesting to you, honey. Uh-huh. Now, mom and daughter duo Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson were on Ellen yesterday.
Really?
Yes, honey. And you know, Ellen, honey, couldn't let the ladies pass through without playing the game Burning Questions. Take a look.
What's the hardest thing to do when you're pregnant?
Fly?
Alrighty.
I would say it's more than one thing. It's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's sex. And
I never found that hard.
So, Portia, honey, so how do you feel about that question?
Well, I mean, I'm with Goldie Hawn on this one. I mean, she said sex, but mm-hmm. She said sex is okay. And her daughter said that it wasn't. I don't think it should be an issue with sex.
As long as
you get him to understand he ain't gonna touch the baby, like...
It's hard for him to understand that because he thinks that his member is so long that somehow he's gonna find a baby in there, for one. Mm. And then for two, it just becomes... like awkward because of the stomach. Like as your stomach gets bigger and certain things starts aching and your back hurt, like, you know.
See, I'm not even that big yet. I can't even imagine that. At this point, I'm like, okay, I'll still be able to height it up at any point.
Yeah, like
so
yeah.
That's in my mind.
Sex when you're pregnant is like being in a class with a substitute teacher. You can kind of just do what you want.
Oh yeah, you got three kids.
Yeah, like,
so did you still do all the way up to
time?
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna have no problems. I'm lazy now and be lazy then.
Yeah, he'll just roll
and you spoiled. I can't
say,
wait.
Like, it ain't no more. It ain't
like
much
some dough.
Yeah, I'm heighting up then. Same thing.
Okay.
You might have to help me home a little bit.
Like a talking sex doll.
All righty then. Well, Heidi is chilling out at Morongo Casino and Resorts today, so let's check in with her.
Hey, everybody. Normally, I'm in the studio with Frank, but today I'm on a little bit of a field trip. I'm at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa for our third annual Dish Nation Games. We always have a blast. I have a ton of prizes to give away, but I can't give away prizes without contestants, so let's go find some people to play. You know, we've never done this before here at Dish Nation. We are poolside, and I have a lot of prizes to give away, and I don't like to just hand people prizes. I like to make them work for it. So I scoured this place, scoured, and I found the two most interesting, competitive people that I could find, and I want to introduce them to you. Tell everybody what your name is.
My name is Jay.
All right, that's Jay, and who are you?
I'm Shay.
Jay and Shay, aren't they adorable? All right. We are going to play a little game called Separation Anxiety. It is up to these two people, and it's going to be, I guess, the Kardashians versus the Smiths, and they're going to have 30 seconds to match each face that they find on this Morongo Casino Resort and Spa poker chip, and you got to match the face to the face in the glass. 30 seconds on the clock. Jay and Shay, are you ready for Separation Anxiety? Separation Anxiety. All right. Oh, let's see. Jay was talking a lot of smack earlier. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like you shouldn't be asking me questions.
Okay, all right. How are you feeling, Shay?
I'm pretty good.
Time. Oh, you wanted to put that last one in. No, stop it. Stop it. What are you doing? You can't do it. I'm going to have to disqualify you.
What?
Time was up. Time was up and you kept playing. Get out of here! All right, okay, so here's the thing. I said the winner's gonna get a really great prize. I did not lie. So for Jay, you're gonna get $100 dining credit, compliments of Morongo Resort and Spa. Also, I mean, this is an amazing prize. I've stayed here at Morongo many times. Wonderful rooms. You got a deluxe room one-night stay from Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. All right, thank you guys so much. All right.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Welcome. Hey.
After years of speculation, it's been finally confirmed that LeBron James is going to star in Space Jam 2, the sequel to the animated film that starred Michael Jordan 20 years ago.
That's a good look.
So dope.
So really? LeBron's going to play small forward, and the original point guard, Bugs Bunny, has agreed to return. They drew up his contract. Oh. But LeBron got Black Panther Ryan Coogler to be a part of the film as the producer. So that's going to definitely take it to the next level, because my man Ryan Coogler has not struck out yet.
At all.
They're saying Jordan may make a cameo in the flick, which can bridge the gap between the first one and the second one if it goes down.
And you think about it, Space Jam was so long ago, a lot of people vaguely remember, if they even remember it at all. And we have this whole new generation. So I think it'd be really cool to kind of like give them a Space Jam with Ryan Coogler, which means it's going to be super black.
I think it could surpass the original because there's more fans. Like, you're going to have those OG Space Jam fans that are going to come through. You're going to have the new fit because there's more people on the planet right now than there was back then 20 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, just by number-wise, population-wise.
A lot of sex happening.
Well, you know what I think is going to make it cool is that animation has changed. If you remember cartoons when we were younger and then you look at cartoons now, they're like completely different.
Like, even when you look at the original episodes of The Simpsons, it's like, whoa.
I know.
Compared to the way they look now,
why,
like,
does
everything
Lisa's
evolves.
Face look so hard.
Like, man, did Bart have a stroke? He's too young.
Well, time to see more of Dish Nation games at Morongo. Take a look.
All right, everybody, it's time for one of my favorite games. It's dedicated to all those people who like to shake their booty. It's called Twerk Something. I'm here with Sarah and Trina, and after I scoured Morongo, they said nobody twerks better than we do. And here's the deal. They have 30 seconds. You see these little strap-on boxes? That sounds filthy. They've got boxes strapped on. They've got ping pong balls inside the boxes. 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to have you guys turn around, shake your booty so that all those ping pong balls fall out. The first person to empty their box gets an amazing prize. Turn around, put 30 seconds on the clock, and twerk something. Ooh, ooh, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, Dish Nation fans, I hope you recorded it on your DVR so that you can just pause it and rewind and pause. Oh, wait, Sarah's the winner. Oh, Trina. Well, some other stuff was shaken on Trina, but it's a family show. All right, oh my gosh. Wow, Sarah, that was pretty amazing. Now we've got a crowd of men gathered around, and some women too. For Sarah, the Twerk Something winner, you got a one-night stay, deluxe room, by the way, here at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Also, a $100 dining credit, of course, complimentary at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Thank you guys so much for playing. And like I said, nobody on Dish Nation ever goes away without winning a little something. And you also get Oktoberfest tickets here at Morongo. I think it's every Friday in October. All right, don't go anywhere because we're going to come back with our third and final Dish Nation games.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we are here at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa for the third annual Dish Nation Games, and we saved the hardest one for last. It's called The Walrus, and we got two contestants. I'm confident. What are your names?
My name's Yvette.
It's Yvette.
My name's Leslie.
Okay, Yvette and Leslie, they're competing against each other. I assume you're friends in real life?
Yes, we are.
Okay, they're friends in real life, but they're not friends right now. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready? The Walrus. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, we've got one in. Oh my God, this is very exciting. Okay. It's anybody's game at this point. This is very exciting. It is 4 pink to 1 white, and that's the time, everybody. Oh my God, you're awesome at that. That is incredible. Well, I'll tell you what. This is the most challenging game. You certainly earned this. You get a one-night stay in a deluxe room and also a complimentary $100 dining credit. There are a lot of great restaurants here at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, so anytime you come, there's plenty of places to eat, plenty of places to drink, and, of course, a lot of gambling and great rooms. Thank you so much for joining me on the third annual Dish Nation Games.
They Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.